Well, we are going to give thanks for one of the most wonderful gifts God gives us, and that is children and the legacy of Christ that are going to come forward. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures before I ask them to step up, and I'm going to have them step up one at a time so it's easier for them to manage their kids. But when God first called Abraham out to form his people, he said, "I have singled him out so that he will direct his sons and their families to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just. Then I will do for Abraham all that I have promised." And so we've got some men here who are the spiritual leaders of their family. And we've got some women who are partners with them in that. But I just wanted to point out as we go to the fathers that are here that this call for Abraham to lead your family and teach your children the way that is right in the Lord's eyes and to help them grow, that responsibility of the atmosphere in your family falls on you. And you've got a great helpmate, but just wanted to make sure that we all, as we come here to dedicate these children, recognize that being a spiritual leader of your family, it's a big deal. It's a big responsibility, and we're here to help support you and to help you do that. Here's how you do it. In Deuteronomy 6, 5, and 6, the Lord instructs and says this: we are to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. I'm just telling you, you cannot lead your family spiritually if you're not doing that yourself. You're the most important person in that family, to put God first and to love him. These commandments that I've given you today are to be on your hearts. You need to think about them. You need to know them. You need to seek to live them. Impress them on your children. Living them is how you do that. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. They want to be like Daddy. And so be a good example of a father who knows, loves, and serves the Lord. And there's also a part for the church to set that same example, even though we're not as closely investing in it as dad and mom. But Psalms 78:4 says this: we will not hide these truths from our children. We will tell the next generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord and about his power and his mighty wonders. So that includes the grandparents, that includes your aunts and uncles, your cousins, and your spiritual family. And so we come to here today to dedicate these children because the parents are dedicated to doing it, and our responsibility is to help them in every way we can to let those kids grow up in an atmosphere that they can see who God is and see the work of his hands in our lives. Well, the first one that we've got is Michael and Kirsten Wallmarker. So if you guys will stand up here and kind of show us Isaiah. Isaiah is a good, strong name. And he's nice and quiet. Is that how it always is? Well, Michael grew up in this church, and Kirsten came during high school in the youth, and so they've been a part of our body for a long time, and we're grateful for the hearts that you guys have, and we are excited about the child that you're going to raise, and our prayer is going to be that they'll grow up just like mom and dad. But Laura's got some things for you. I'm going to say that a little bit louder because Laura, our children's director, she does a great job assisting you guys as these kids grow up of making sure that they know and have opportunity to discuss the Bible and with all kinds of people, especially with their peers, and form that group of Christian growing together. Inside of that, she's got a Bible. She's got a letter that's written to you guys, a letter that is written to your child Isaiah about what we're as a congregation praying about to be opened when they give their hearts to the Lord. And so thank you, Laura. Let me just pray for you guys. Father, we are so grateful for Isaiah. And we are grateful that you gave this gift not just to them, but to our community. And we're grateful that we have a part to be able to invest and to be able to confirm and to be able to encourage Isaiah as he grows to have his eyes focused on you, to see what life in all its fullness really is, and to experience everything that God created him to be. And so we ask you to be with them and give them wisdom and give them boldness and courage and love. And we just pray that you will bless them in all kinds of ways. And we thank you for Isaiah. And he is yours. And we give him to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right. Well, next we've got... I'll have to see which one slide I got because I mixed them up in a lottery. No, I'm kidding. Next, we've got Roman. So we'll come over here and we've got David and we've got Jordan. And it's good to see you standing up here too because you're a big part of this also, aren't you? She's the big sister who is going to be giving a good example for your little brother as he continues up. So, and Roman is a strong name. You know, Rome stood for boldness and courage and power to be able to do the things that it wanted to do. And our prayer is that this child always wants to honor and serve the Lord. And I'm grateful for you guys. Jordan grew up in this church also. As a matter of fact, her dad is up there doing sound. Her mom's up there doing the PowerPoint. And I remember way back when, not that you're that old, but way back then when she was in the youth, you could always tell that the Lord meant something to Jordan. And as you grow up, everybody's got to make those decisions to own their own faith and struggle. And I just remember a night where I got a phone call and Jordan said, she said, can I come by and talk to you? And I said, sure. And she came by and she just expressed all the things that she knew God wanted for her and the things that she wanted to see happen and prayed that God would give her the strength to do that. And it's a struggle sometimes in the world, but look at you now. You know, here you are serving the Lord here at our church. You're raising your children and just the emotion of thinking about what God has done is wonderful, and that's good. And she married a good, strong man who provides well for her, and he's a good protector, and he is a person who loves and wants his children to experience a better life than all of us did. And that really comes from living a life where the heart of Christ is in it early. And so we're grateful for you guys. And Laura's got the same kind of things for you. And so let me just pray for you guys also. Father, we are so grateful for this family. And we're so grateful for the way that you have moved in it. And we know, Lord, that the gifts that we have and these two beautiful children and the home that they have, the peace and the joy, that comes from you. You're the one who gives it. You're the one who maintains it. We know that we cannot control the things that are happening in this world, but we know you do. And so I thank you for this couple. I pray that as they live their lives, that they teach their children. And right now we're dedicating Roman like we did Raylan earlier, and we are dedicating that child to live for, to know, to serve you. She's a gift from you, and we give her back to you. And we pray, Lord, that you will help them to be able to demonstrate your goodness, mercy, and love, and may you capture this child's heart, and may it become everything that you intended when you gave it life. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen. Well, I think our last one is Riley and Oh, we got two more? Oh, that's right. We got two more. I was going to say, I thought we had three more, but one of them, we had a sickness in the family, and they're not coming back. But you're right. Riley and Kimberly, you've got a herd here already. And this is little Annika. And we are grateful for all of your children. You guys came to us after you were out of high school, had all your schooling done, were actually established. They came with Heidi, who's singing up here, and Christopher. And what a wonderful addition to our body you have been. Riley works full-time at a, and I guess you probably do too, but they work at a Christian camp, and our kids are going to it this year. And he works in the youth, and Kimberly sings, and just we are grateful for the heart to love and serve Christ that you guys have. And we see that in your kids, and we're happy for you. And so we're gonna pray for Annika here and dedicate her to the Lord as you have your other children. And Father, we just thank you so much for this family and for their heart for you. We thank you for the way that they have, through their lifetime, they have sought to know you through your word. And we thank you for how that has created such a wonderful, giving, loving heart in them. And we pray, Father, that you will give them the wisdom and the ability to help that be transferred to each one of their children. But today we pray for Annika. We pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will capture her heart at a very early age, that she will see the goodness of being in your family, and she will desire to know you, and that she will give her heart to you and serve you all the days of her life. And we thank you for that. And we pray, Lord, that every interaction she has in your family and in your church will be one that confirms and motivates her more and more to live for you. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen. And oh, there they are. That's why, see, I was looking on the front row, and I guess McCombie's not completely correct about my memory, but close. That's an inside joke if you're visiting. All right. Well, actually, we are going to dedicate both of your children, right, Ashton?
Yes, sir.
And so we are really, really glad to see that. This is Kingston, and this is Xenia, and well, there's Laura's got a little Bible for him, and also Hadley. She's got a couple of letters for you, and she's got a Bible for you guys here in that. And so, it's been really great. You guys, Hadley was in here from youth, and then started dating, dating Ashton, and Ashton joined in, came into our church. He meets with Sean, and from what I understand, you have really grown in your faith. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And the last thing Sean told me is that you came to realize how important it is that you are here among God's people. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
See, I do know something. I do. I have not met personally with Ashton, but I know that Sean has. I don't know all the stuff, but I do know that God has done some good work in your life.
Yes, sir.
And so we're really happy for that, and you too, Hadley, and that's good. And so we bring these two children here, and we are grateful for what God is doing and going to do. So I'm gonna pray for you guys. Father, we are just so grateful for these two beautiful children. And we are so grateful to know that you created them. You created them uniquely. And you have already put the strengths and the weaknesses and the gifts and talent inside of these little bodies. And we don't know what they are, but we are excited to be able to see them develop and to be able to see as the gift you've given us really unfolds. And we just pray, Lord, that Hadley and Ashton, will be able to give them the things that they need to be able to grow and to see the world from your perspective, to be able to see that real life comes from following you, that only you know where to lead them. Only you can open those doors that bring them to a place of peace and joy and fulfillment and meaning in their lives. And we pray that you will bless them, that you will lead them, that they will come to know you and follow you and become all the things that you desire for them and that their parents do. And so we are grateful, Lord, for you, for them, and for these parents. And we ask you to help us to join with them in helping their children become real forces for your kingdom. In Christ's name we pray, amen.